Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Kaupallinen yhteistyö, Tice. Sä kuuntelet Mimmit sijoittaa -podia.
Mun nimi on Pia-Maria.
Mä oon Hanna.
Ja tässä podissa puhutaan rahasta, sijoittamisesta, säästämisestä
ja kaikesta, mitä sijoittavan Mimmin elämään kuuluu.
Let's go!
Surprise! Ylläri! Hei, te ette varmaan tänä aamulla, kun te heräsitte, niin osan odottaa, että podcast-appissä oottaisi uusi Mimmit sijoittaa -podijakso.
Niin, yleensähän meidän jaksot julkaistaan aina maanantaisin, mutta nyt on torstai.
Torstai on sun lempipäivä, eikö vaan, Pia? Onko tää sen kunniaksi?
En mä tiedä, onko tää sen kunniaksi, mutta siis torstai todellakin on mun lempipäivä. Mä luulin, että torstai on kaikkien lempipäivä.
Ei, mä en... Kerro mulle, minkä takia sulla on tällaisia oletuksia?
Siis koska silloin kaikki ihanaa vielä edessä. Silloinhan sä just pystyt mehustella ja fiilistellä sitä kaikkea kivaa, mitä viikonloppuna tulee tapahtumaan. Sä voit suunnitella, että mitä sä tulet syömään ja juomaan ja laittamaan päälle. Se on ihan parasta. Ja sitten taas toisaalta sunnuntai on viikon karsein päivä, koska silloin kaikki hauska on jo ohi.
Niin, mutta toi on jännä, koska mä taas ajattelen sille, että se on ihanaa, että sunnuntaina sit voi fiilistellä sitä kaikkea ihanaa, mitä on viikonlopun aikana tapahtunut. Mutta ehkä niin. Toi kertoo sit musta jotain ihmisenä, että mä elän liikaa jossain menneissä ajoissa.
Sä oot kyllä nostalginen tyyppi.
Joo, mut hei, hauska kun sä mainitsit tuon, että mitä laittaa päälle, koska... Meillähän on ollut nyt vähän tällainen second hand -vaatteiden teemaviikko meidän kanavissa tällä viikolla. Ehkä muuten senkin takia mä tykkään second hand -vaatteista, koska se on just sitä nostalgiaa.
Joo.
Mutta joo, sä oot huomannut, että meidän kanavissa on ollut tämmöinen second hand -vaatteiden teemaviikko, eikö vaan?
Olen huomannut, joo. Mehän puhuttiin maanantai-jaksossa siitä, että miten second handilla voi säästää ja tienata rahaa.
Joo, ja tämän päivän bonusjakso on sitten vähän niin kuin jatkoa sille maanantaina ilmestyneelle jaksolle. Mm-hmm. Eli samoilla aiheilla jatketaan tänään. Tämä jakso me tehdään siis yhteistyössä Ticen kanssa. Ja Tice on tämmöinen uusi kirppisäppi.
Joo.
Mä oon ehtinyt käyttää sitä jonkin verran. Siellä voi myydä siis vaatteita. Siellä voi myös ostaa vaatteita ja siis asusteita ja kenkiä ja whatever. Tai sitten sinne voi vaan mennä inspiroitua muiden tyyleistä. Että ei ole pakko myöskään vaan ostaa ja myydä.
Totta. Ja siis mehän tullaan ihan tuota pikaa haastattelemaan yhtä Ticen perustajaa ja luovaa johtajaa Jenni Skavlania. Ja ei mitään paineita, Hanna, mutta eikö tämä ole niinku ylivoimaisesti suurin vieras, mikä meidän podissa on käynyt?
No on, apua. Joo. Jännittää. Mutta siis joo, Jenny Skavlan, hän on norjalainen yrittäjä ja vastuullisuusvaikuttaja, media- ja TV-persona. Ja vintage lover, just like me.
Joo, ja jos tämä ei vielä ollut tarpeeksi jännittävää, niin me tullaan siis tekemään tämä haastattelu in English.
Mutta ennen kuin me aloitetaan haastattelu, niin mä haluan vielä vähän hehkuttaa tätä Ticen appia.
Mm.
Tämä Ticen appi, sen voi siis ladata App Storesta. Ja se muistuttaa vähän IG-tä, Instagramia. Sinne voi tehdä siis oman profiilin. Ja sitten samaan tyyliin, kun sä Instagramiin lisäilet sun selfareita, niin sä voit lisäillä sinne Ticen appiin kuvia niistä sun myytävistä vaatteista tai laukuista tai kengistä. Se ruudukko näyttää samanlaiselta kuin Instagram, ja sit sä scrollailet ja inspiroidut ja tykkäilet ja kommentoit, ja sit sä voit tallentaa niitä kuvia ja palata niihin.
Ja eikö sä voi myöskin seurata ihmisiä ihan samalla tavalla siellä kuin Instagramissakin?
Hei, joo, todellakin sä voit seurata sellaisia tyyppejä, vaikka kenen tyyliä sä fiilaat tosi paljon, niin sit sä voit laittaa ne seurantaan, niin sit sä näet aina, kun ne lisää sinne niitten uusia vanhoja vaatteita tai kenkiä myyntiin.
Onko se silleen, että sä voisit jopa seuraa Mimmit sijoittaata siellä?
No sehän on kuule just näin ja senhän takia mä oon tehnyt meille sinne Mimmit sijoittaa tilin.
Mm.
Joo, käykää Mimmit kurkkaamassa, siellä voi ehkä bongailla jotain sellaisia vaatteita tai asusteita, jota meidän Instagram-kuvissa onkin ehkä jo nähty. Mutta siis joo, tosi niin kuin easy breezy.
Käykää ehdottomasti kurkkaamassa Thais ja myös meidän tili. Mun mielestä Thaisissa yhdistyy tosi hienosti ne asiat, jotka on meillekin tärkeitä ja sellaisia aiheita, mitä me ollaan jo aikaisemmin tässä podissa puhuttu. Eli me ollaan puhuttu kiertotaloudesta, erilaisista kestävistä bisnesmalleista, ne vastuullisuudesta ja no tietenkin mehänkin tykätään näyttää hyviltä. Eli myös tämä tyyliaspekti on mun mielestä tärkeä.
Joo, ehdottomasti. Hei, eiköhän oteta Jenni mukaan tähän jaksoon, niin katsotaan, että mitä silloin sanottavaa näistä aiheista.
Yes, let's go.
Hi Jenny, so great to have you on our podcast. This is Hanna calling from Helsinki.
Hello, I feel like this is the Eurovision. This is Jenny from Oslo. 2 points goes to Sweden.
I know, right.
All the Nordic countries well represented here.
Yes. Well, this is exciting. This is the first podcast I've done outside of Norway, so I feel very international.
Well, you know, same to you. This is the first international guest that we're having, and also the first time we are interviewing in English. So we might be a bit nervous, but first of all, just welcome.
Thank you.
We introduced you briefly to our listeners in Finnish, but could you also introduce yourself again in your own words? Tell us, who is Jenny Skavlan?
My name is Jenny Skavlan, and I am a Norwegian TV host and actress and entrepreneur. And I work mainly now with both the redesign and the secondhand market. Clothes. So I am one of the owners and I work with the app Thais. And I also now have started a company called Fabric, which is a sewing company where we sell patterns and we learn people how to hack the patterns and how to make new clothes out of old textiles.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that sounds really interesting. And we also heard rumors that you are the second-hand queen of Norway. Is that true?
Well, yeah, I think maybe. I haven't seen anyone trying to catch my throne yet, but it's getting more and more popular, so I'm watching the throne.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah, okay. So, well, yeah, speaking of secondhand, could you tell us more about Thais? What's the story behind it and what's your part in that story?
Thais is like a kind of an Instagram just for selling and buying clothes. So it looks like Instagram in many ways. You have your own profile. You have your feed where the stuff that the people you follow, the stuff that they put on Thais, they come in your feed and you have a like button and you have a chat. And it's very seamless and very easy to buy and sell vintage clothing. You have filters, you can put up a little film. And in Norway, it is like, I think, almost 80% of especially girls between 16 and 26 or something. You can double check that those numbers, but they have a Thais profile. So this is kind of like the only place that young people sell their clothes and buy stuff. And I have been buying and using used clothes for a very long time and maybe missed like a tool that made it easier for people, because I love buying old clothes and I love to go to the big, messy vintage stores. But I noticed that for people that doesn't have that kind of passion and don't have the time, I think it's a bit frustrating to go into a big vintage store because every item is different. It doesn't hang in sizes, in colors and everything. Yeah. So, and a lot of people wanted to buy more used stuff because of the environment and because they can have more unique, fun clothes. And now also buying secondhand, it has gotten a higher status than it had some years ago. And so people want to be the person that buys secondhand clothes, but it was hard, and it was it demanded the time and engagement. Then the two guys that started Ties, like in the very very beginning, and they contacted me because they had like the technical expertise and I had the secondhand expertise. So we joined forces and I became the creative director at the very early stage before we even launched the app. So it was like in the beginning, the three of us that launched it in Norway. And my motivation was to give people a tool that made it easier and more fun to buy and use secondhand clothes. It looks nice. It is one-on-one item. And you can also like follow people that has your size and that you like their style, and also like fashion influencers and stuff. You can grab their clothes before, if you're quick. So it has made a very big difference in Norway that a lot of more young people buy very much more used clothes.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Yeah, I think that's the cool thing about Ties, because, you know, we talk about investing on this podcast. And one thing that investors are interested in is business and sales and the way that you can change the consumption behavior of people the way that you have done. And also, due to global warming, environmental reasons, people shouldn't consume as much maybe as they have done before. So the solution that we have talked about before is exactly the circular economy. So how can you do business without actually producing anything new?
Yeah.
So do you think that Ties is also this type of new company that uses circular economy?
Yeah, definitely. I like thinking of Ties like one big wardrobe that we just take out what we want and we can put it back, and we just like this big circle of clothes that we share, like one big family. And a lot of people love to express themselves through clothes. And if their only option is to never buy anything, that would take away passion for many people. But I also love clothes, and I said to myself that if I want to like express myself buying something that I don't use very often, if I buy it secondhand and I put it back in the circle when I'm done with it, I think that's a way to continue expressing ourselves through clothes without ruining the environment, because we have enough clothes out there. And it's so many beautiful old clothes that is made with better quality and can last for so many years. So we just have to use them instead of buying so much new clothes.
That's the thing. That's the key. So have you noticed that your customers on Ties are interested in sustainability? And do you think sustainable shopping is something that is important to Ties users too?
I think it's important, but I think for many, it's a bonus. That was also our goal with Ties, was to make it so intuitive and fun to use that that would be the reason why people used it. And the environmental aspect came almost as a bonus, because I really think that we can make people change their way of consumption or way of living if we give them better alternative. That is also the preferable, that people, they don't use it because of the environment, but it's a great motivation. Most of people, when we ask our users, they use it. The main reason is because they get clothes cheaper. And for many, it's practical. You can sit on your couch, and we have this system with home delivery as well. So it's easier and it's cheaper, and you get a good conscience. And I think that's something that people get almost like addicted by.
Yeah, it's a win-win.
Yeah,
but it's mainly the practical and economical aspect. But we also have this function that you can press shop stop, that you don't buy. You can choose between not buying anything or not buying anything new. And the app lets you know how much CO2 you have saved and stuff. So that's, for many people, are also motivation for the most like hardcore environmental people.
That's really cool, actually, to incorporate in that way. And also, I think that's one thing what I love about Tise is the user experience, that it's easy. That's something we talked about with Hannah before. If you want to change the world, you have to make it easy for the people.
Yeah, I think so, because it's everyday life, and it's like you have work, you have so little time.
Yeah.
You just want things to go as smooth as possible. And if the more sustainable options are the preferable, better than the others, then you know it's going to make a difference.
Yeah.
So I also very believe in that. And I believe in like inspiring instead of yelling. And
exactly.
I have a very like positive tone in my Instagram as well. And that makes even more people follow me, because people like to be happy. And you can make people take other choices also by being positive.
You also have a TV show called Avklätt.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Avklätt or risotto in Finnish.
Ah, how did you say it?
Yeah. Risotto.
Risotto. Like risotto. Risotto, like the Italian.
Yeah. And yeah, you can see it also here in Finland on Yle Areena.
Oh.
Yeah. I watched it during the weekend and it was really interesting. I saw that you went to Portugal with your placenta to make fabric out of it, which was really interesting. So yeah, on the show you talk about fashion and trends and boleros and why we dress the way we do. Could you tell a bit more about that?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting why we dress as we do. I don't think it's so interesting to see who can work the latest trend. And maybe in some fashion environments, it's like, it's almost like a game in like hitting the latest trend. And that's so tiring to just even think about. And one of the main issues with the fashion industry is the pace. It goes so fast, and the collections are pushed out in a such extremely high tempo.
Mm.
Some of the biggest chains have like 20 collections a year. And it's almost impossible to join that trend, the carousel. But I think it's more inspiring, like, why do we dress the way that we do? What do we want to say to our environments about ourselves through our clothes? And that we dress the same. And it's very typical that grown-ups say, like, oh, the young people dress so alike and they're so the same. But, like, old ladies and men at the office, they all dress like the same as the people that they hang with. And when I started to make the show, I thought that was like something bad, like, oh no, we shouldn't dress the same. We should be individuals and we should be creative and have fun with clothes. But the wish to look like our environments is actually a very healthy thing, because we just want to have a pack. And it's from the early days that if we didn't have our pack, we would die. So it's a very natural, a nice thing, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like a sense of belonging.
Yes.
That you have. But now when you have been thinking about these things, about why we dress the way we do, of course, the sense of belonging. But is there anything else that you've come up with? I'm thinking especially on like style and clothes and, for example, confidence.
Mm.
I don't know, like, could you think about how to like boost your confidence with certain clothes, for example, at work or in a job interview?
Yeah, I think that trust your own like clothing intuition, maybe, Or that's maybe easy for me to say because I feel it very strongly. But sometimes I'm like, I want to wear that because I know it's cool and I saw her wearing it and I know it's trendy and I take it on and I don't feel like me. But I have like some clothes that I just love the color and I love the fabric and it's not trendy or anything, but it says something about me and what I love. And instead of trying to look like a character that you imagined going into that meeting, maybe take on what you actually feel is yourself. What do you think?
I think so too. I think, of course, what we've been talking about as well is like when you shop your clothes, you should shop like you shop your stocks and the stock market. Mm. You should shop them for the long term. Mm. We don't do like trading and things like this. So I think that's a good tip if you want to stay away from trends, is to think about what will you love in years to come.
Mm.
Yeah, I think I have a small problem with clothes. I'm a secondhand lover and I just buy clothes that I really just like, that I think that I would look good on, but it's not something like that I would wear every day. So no. I think I have to change that. I have to start building my wardrobe more like.
Yeah, but I think you can have a combination because I am like you. I like to buy like clothes that makes me laugh or clothes that are just like an enormous puffy dress because I think I'm going to wear it maybe once. And if I don't wear it, I still love just to have it.
Yeah.
but that is like one kind of love for clothes that we shouldn't ignore. Like we shouldn't all have the goal to have like this minimalistic little wardrobe with great quality, even though that would be the best thing for the environment because there's so much fun in the fun clothes. Imagine walking out of your door and everyone would wear a timeless black coat and a white shirt and a jeans. That would be like Handmaid's Tale kind of world.
It would be really boring.
Yes, you want to pass the girl with the sequin jacket on her way to the office. But if we buy those stuff, like vintage and in good qualities and look for silk instead of a polyester shirt because silk feels better and you will definitely love it more because also the feeling on the body and like imagine all the great sequin jackets from the 80s, like buy it secondhand and when you're done with it, send it back to the circle. Yeah. So I like want to have like this basic wardrobe, but I want to have like these crazy pieces on top, but I don't go to the big chains and buy it there because then like 1,000 other girls also will have it. So buy it secondhand and then I think we should have fun with clothes.
Yeah. And that's another good way to save money is to remake or upcycle the clothes that you already have in your wardrobe or like you have some really great examples of this on your Instagram.
Yeah, that's so fun. Yeah. Like the feeling of having made something with your own hands.
Yeah.
It's just to like put a elastic band inside a blazer so you have like a waistline on it. And maybe it's your grandfather's blazer. And imagine going to that meeting knowing that you have your grandpa on your back. Mm. That's also like... If that's not building confidence in a meeting, I don't know.
What do you have any tips for redesigning old clothes?
Yeah, it's like depending on your style, but like a beginner's thing, if you are not used to sewing, it's smart to add stuff instead of like removing stuff.
Yeah.
You, for example, have a blazer instead of like starting to remove the arms and trying to sew stuff. Do things that don't affect actually the item. If you like make elastic band in the waist and you apply like pearls to the to the collar, for example, that is something you can sit and do by hand and you can remove it if you're not pleased and you can do it again if you're. So that's a smart way to start and you get a bit like feeling that you can do it.
Yeah.
And then advance when you're comfortable in like the adding stuff.
That's a very good point, actually, because then if you make a mistake, you can just erase it and start over again.
Yeah.
And also like if you're in a vintage store or something, put the clothes on, and then with your hands or with a needle, try to like lift it and try to put in the waist and do stuff like physically with the garment. And then you can see like how it changes. If you like lift it up and take in the waist, or if you take one shoulder down, like play with the garment and try to see new possibilities. And if you don't are comfortable and you can't sew yourself, a lot of people have someone in their family. We have like a grandparents generation that's many of them can do the sewing, or find a local sewing house that can help you.
Okay, Jenny, this interview is coming towards its end. We have one last question for you, and it is, what has been your favorite purchase that you have done in Tice that you're the most happy about?
I bought so many stuff. I have bought some big, now lately I bought some big wool teppe. What's teppe?
Is it
like, like you have on your couch, a big wool like square?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. What is it? Plaid.
Plaid. Do you say the same? Plaid?
Yeah, in Swedish.
In Finnish, I have no idea.
In Finnish, it's vilti.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes, some big wool vilti that I have made into coats and jackets.
Oh.
So I have like unique wool coats now that I made myself. And I also bought like two big sleeping bags, and I'm going to try to make myself a winter jacket from that. So that's fun. We have the sewing company that we have a pattern for a simple jacket, and we show like on Instagram how to hack that pattern into a coat or into many different jackets.
Wow, that's very cool.
Yeah,
you should try it.
We will definitely. Yeah, thank you, Jenny.
Thank you so much. Have a nice day.
You too.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Hei, okei. Okay, no, tämähän meni ihan hyvin, vaikka vähän jännittikin.
Ensi niin? Ensin
äänitetään sitten ruotsiksi.
Todellakin.
Joo. Jenni on kyllä super inspiroiva henkilö, niin kuin oikeasti goals. Mm. Ja upea tyyli. Voitte käydä kurkkaamassa sen Jennen IG, mikä se mainitsi tuossa aikaisemmin, mutta Jenny Skavlan. Ja hei, laittakaa myös Tice.fi-käyttäjä Instagramissa seurantaa.
Joo, ja käykää lataamassa Ticein appi teidän sovelluskaupasta. Ja menkää seuraa siellä, mihin me sijoittaa käyttäjää. Mä oon myös huomannut, hei, että siellä Ticessa löytyy myös muita meidän tuttuja. Esimerkiksi Sara Vanninen, Sara Tiklellä on siellä tili, ja Janita Autiolla. Ja nehän on ihan super tyylikkäitä molemmat, niin sieltä saattaa löytyä jotain kivoja
vaatteita. Joo, mä oon käynyt siellä vähän inspiroitumassa heidän tyyleistään. Mutta joo, kuullaan taas parin päivän päästä.
Joo. Kato, nyt vielä nautitaan tästä ihanasta viikonlopusta ja sitten kuullaan taas masentavana maanantaina.
Come on.
No niin, okei. Okay. Kiva viikistä.
Hei.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Marc Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Marc.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.